Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Lads to Dads. Ben.
Matt.
How are you, Matt?
I'm all right.
Thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm trying to mix up the intros, you know, like throw a little spanner in the works there. But you're responding great. I think every week, every episode, yeah. I'm going to mix it up and I'm going to wait for you to respond.
Well, we're a tightly coiled spring. We're a dynamo. We're a bunch of mavericks.
Well, that's it.
Work together.
Tightly coiled spring. I like it. Mm. Haven't you got the coil?
That's why I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat.
So, I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
I've got my Netflix review, Early Doors.
Ooh. You know what? This is the second episode in the row where we've done review.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to review it talk the whole episode about your review, because it's not me.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right, so, Night Stalker.
Ooh, okay.
It's about, it's like criminal shit in the, I think this is the early 80s, like 85, in America. And this guy is going around, like, just out of the blue, just, like, fucking murdering people. So they basically find him, he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
And it's based in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In 1985. Fucking some serious clobber back in them days, mush. Mm. So this bloke, he is, he's obviously, there's a detective and then there's his partner, but they're talking about it from, like, a documentary point. And they've got, like, all these clues and all that, and they, like, bring it to the front of, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
And he snatches kids as well. But he snatches them and then takes them home, like, just drops them off. Obviously, like, there's some sexual assault in there, which is not nice to hear and not nice to be a part of.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a part of that, but then there's, like, this catalogue of people he's murdered, and there's some survivors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Real interesting, mate. It's glued me in.
Right.
The bit I'm at the moment,
yeah,
we've got one clue.
Okay.
And that clue is a fucking shoe print.
Right.
So when they said, yeah, we got a clue.
Yeah.
We got a shoe print. And there's only one size 10 black AV trainer on the market that was sold in Los Angeles.
Right.
Who the fuck? How are you going to find that person with that shoe?
But always the shoes. Yeah, go on.
But I'm not going to give up on it.
Okay.
Like the late, great Gordon Ramsay once said.
He's still around, but yeah.
Lamb sauce! he didn't say that. Please edit that out.
Right. Yeah, what did he say? What did he say
that? I don't know.
Nothing to do with solving murders.
Nothing.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just not going to give up on it. But it's called The Night Stalker.
Yeah.
I've only watched a couple of episodes, but I pulled in. So I reckon it could be up there for a 4+.
Oh, okay. Rating. So we're intermediately reviewing it at the moment. What's your current review?
I'm giving it a 3.5.
Because it's just like visiting a branch of clacks. Mm. Oh, constantly on about shoes. And
yeah, it's just fucking
measuring.
But it does some of the stuff like early. No, like you watch something good. First episode pulls you in, like Ozark. When I told you about, when I reviewed series one, and the guy gets fucking pummeled off the roof, and then just hear him hitting the concrete.
Yeah.
I was like, we're in here.
Yeah.
This has done this sort of similar effect. I'm like, something big's coming, mate. Something big is coming.
Well, serial killers are massive at the moment, aren't they? It's a big thing. And yeah. Especially like girls like it, don't they?
I'm just thinking, why have I shouted lamps?
girls love, like, they watch it to relax, which is but I've looked into this and wondered why it is that, like, people like it so much and why it's such a big hit with especially, like, girls so much. And there's a mixture.
Mm.
There's either sometimes, like, a primal thing. Women, for some reason, like it. The danger of it all. Mm. You know, like
the endorphins running.
Yeah, the fear.
Get the flaps quivering.
And they're the ones that send, like, the right letters to them in prison and marry them and stuff. You know, that you get those, don't you? And then the other part is, it's mainly, like, anxiety.
Mm.
And it's like a reaction, an anxious reaction.
Yeah.
Because you look and you're going, well, at least my life's not as terrifying as that. Do you know what I mean? It sort of gives them as, like, puts it back as, like, actually looking around.
Things aren't too bad. I've not got some cunt trying to saw my head off.
Now, I personally... I'm quite into serial killers as well.
You've got a lot of lady tendencies, haven't you?
I quite like it. It must be
a feminine... sitting down, don't you?
Yeah, I treat myself to a sit-down wee every now and again. No, but it is. It's not just women. Like, men like it as well. And who's your... No, it's bad to say favourite.
No, go on, mate.
But it's not my favourite. It's more my... The guy I find most interesting / terrifying of all the serial killers. Have you got one?
Well, like proper serial killers or like...
No, just the ones that take the cereals out of the cupboard and stuff.
No, I meant like real life ones or ones that are in like movies.
No, not movies, real life ones.
Oh, sorry. Right, well.
By the way, I've decided when we talk about these subjects, it's good to have a trigger warning, right? Yeah. Because it's just a decent thing to do because I'm going to be talking about something else in my review as well, which... carries a trigger warning.
Yeah.
So we probably during this piece will be talking about.
So my
murders.
Piece, yeah. So yeah. My piece is a trigger warning. Yeah.
Right. Go on. No, man as well, man. I'm
but my piece.
All right.
Is a trigger warning
because it goes off at any opportunity.
Bang! And you're pregnant.
So what? Who's your?
I quite like the one, well, I say quite like. Who's the bloke who made his own cult?
I'm going to end up really showing how into serial killers I am here. Because
I'll tell you what, what I was saying.
No, what I'm saying is I'm probably going to know him. This is what I mean. You could reel off any serial killer, I'll probably know the name.
No, the bloke who, is it? The one I find quite interesting, it was recently out on Netflix last year, the old Ted Bundy thing.
Old Ted Bundy is your classic psychopath.
Absolute psychopath.
Charming, intelligent, but underneath it all, he needs the power and he needs the buzz of taking a life. Mm. I think he stood as his own lawyer, which is narcissism 101. But I think you mean... Reverend, can't remember his name, which is exactly goes against what I just said.
No, is it Charles Manson?
Is Charles Manson did the cult?
He's mental.
Another cult guy was the guy who made everybody drink the poison Kool-Aid.
Oh, fuck me. What was his name?
I think he was a reverend of some sort.
Reverend.
Yeah, Charles Manson's
crazy.
Yeah. No, my most, one that really like shook me to the core.
To the core.
Was the BTK killer, right?
Who?
He is, and I think I'm right in saying BTK, he stands up in court. You need to see the video. It's bloody terrifying. And again...
Is he the one? Is it like the old boy and he's telling all the stuff he's done?
He's sort of...
With like not a single bit of remorse?
Absolutely. Cold as ice.
Maybe next time I'm on like a nice drive with the family, I'll bang it on.
Oh, God, it's horrible. But there's been
I have heard... The one you're talking about, I have heard about it. I've seen a YouTube video of it and it was... chilling, some would say.
Very chilling.
I've really upped my vocab, don't you think? Like, yeah. I was taking these like brain pills.
Yeah.
Not brain pills, like sprouts.
Yeah.
Hey, you sprouts, mate, you clever. But
well, what's happened is, can we just put some context for anyone who hasn't listened to previous episodes?
Mm.
Your wife has said.
I'm thick as shit.
That you're only clever at plumbing stuff.
No. She didn't go, you're only clever at plumbing stuff. She went, you're just clever in your field.
Yeah, which has hit you a little bit.
And I'm like, what's that then? Like, plumbing? And she was like, no, there's other things. And I was like, what's that then? And she's like, you know, like your football, your boxing and plumbing.
And you felt hard done by, haven't you?
So I've gone, so she thinks I'm thick as shit.
Yeah.
And I know fine well that the reason, you know, I've missed to get into the grammar school by 80 points is because I didn't want to go in anyway.
Yeah.
In the exam to get into the school, I didn't want to go in.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, marking whatever, because I could have got in.
But you wanted to be with the real people.
Yeah, I wanted to be where the real stars are.
Yeah.
So done a bit, you know, Joe Rogan, great mate of mine. He's got a podcast, don't you heard it? It's called Joe Rogan Experience. See, I fucked up. It's a J. I'm thick as shit.
How are they? Worth the money?
Well, no, because I've had to come off them because they're giving me headaches.
All right.
So, John Rogan,
hang on. Your brain's gone. This is too much trundle. The brain power is kicking. Did you touch your head and it was off?
Headache. So this fucking Joe Rogan bloke,
yeah,
he was telling about all these alpha brain and all that. So I went to look at it, fucking well, dear, and it took like 6 weeks to get delivered. So I found the knockoff Nigel version,
yeah,
or Brainzyme,
yeah,
and I ordered it. It was like $19.99, something like that. And it said, take two in the morning, two in the afternoon, and like you will instantly like feel more focused, more relaxed, and like the brain will flow with all these words. But because I was taking them, right?
Yeah.
I was deliberately trying to put long words into sentences.
Yeah. I've been enjoying this. It's
like, yeah, but the long words I put in the wrong way.
But when in Rome, Rodney.
Yeah. So I'm like chatting, and I'm like trying to impress my wife.
Yeah.
And I kept getting these headaches, and but that's obviously because too much knowledge was going into my head.
What if it's that you're just getting stressed to try and like you're thinking about it too much, and that's what's causing the headaches?
Well, I don't know. Now I think I've got a fucking brain tumour. So I was taking these pills, and like I felt like they was making a difference, but give me headaches. And I was like, maybe it's the pills. So I said, well, I'm going to stop taking them. And she was like, yeah. So I stopped taking them, and now I'm back to being thick as shit, and I've just got no headaches, so I can't take it, mate. But I've been trying to get a little bit more, because, you know, obviously we're going places, me and you. You know, the podcast is, you know, we're doing all right. You know, we've got deals coming in, left, right, center. I need to be on your level of vocab, so...
Mate, there's no... My level,
so I just don't want to be the one that's good at running.
It's so funny you say this, right? And this is going to make me sound like a prick. But when I was younger, all my mates and that, because I grew up in a sort of working class environment, you know, and salt of the earth, northern town. And sometimes I liked using big words.
Yeah.
But other people didn't like it.
No.
And people would be like, don't you, honestly, I've had my mates before go, don't you ever use that word in front of me again, right? Really, like, annoyed. And I'd be like, God, I'm really embarrassed about it and stuff. Like, God, I'm going to have to really try not to use that word again, honestly.
What was the word, like, because?
Oh, I don't know, like discombobulation or something,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, no, just that roll off the top of the tongue.
Just something daft, like, I don't know, like, difference or something. And it'd be, it'd be like, don't you ever use words like that in front of me again, right? And now looking back on it, I know that it's because it made the person feel a bit daft, or it made them feel, and like, but it sort of, it does make you feel like you shouldn't, you know, you don't want to sound like a dickhead.
No, right? Of course not.
So it's so funny that sometimes you sit there and you go, oh, well, I just want to use bigger words or whatever.
Right. Right. I don't sit there.
Oh, I just want to use bigger words.
And how do you spell that?
And then there's me going, oh, I just don't want to use bigger words, right? Why don't we just be happy with what we've got?
All right, you carry on using big words and I'll be the thick one.
No, because you're not thick. That's the whole thing. Like, you're not thick. It's just like, and you do know big words. But you don't have to be like, you know who comes out worse in this?
Who's that?
Me, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Because everybody that would listen would go, fucking hell, he's a pretentious cunt, isn't he? Right? But you, they'll go, sorry, F that lad. Honestly, likeable, builds a rapport. With me, they'll just be going,
why is he being horrible?
Wanker.
Who does he think he is?
Right?
Look at the little lad trying to get a few long words out.
Look at him trying to show off.
His brain hurts with all the knowledge.
But I don't use big words, like big, nah, big but words.
You do say a few things, and I, like, on the phone the other day, you were like, you, I can't remember what you said, obviously, because it was a long, and I was like, yeah, and then you went, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah.
But sometimes I do change, like, a word comes into my head. What I love about, like, the English language is the more words you have in, you know, in the old lexicon, right?
Yeah. Now,
the more, the more words you've got in your head,
yeah,
the more fun it is, because you can use more words to describe a situation. Or do
you
a,
can flourish, can't you?
You can flourish, right?
Florist, can't you?
But you get people like Chris Eubank, right?
Oh.
He'll turn around and he'll just talk utter tripe. Yeah. I used it again for the third episode.
Third episode of the trip.
He'll use words like try, no, what use words like try, but he'll use
like some fuck, yeah. He goes a long way around it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He can't just go, that cheesecake was spot on.
Yeah.
That cheesecake was stupendous.
Stupendous. And I am a man who is used to taming other men. So, and now I'm, but
now,
in
I'm
his,
now I'm eating cheesecake.
Now I'm taming cheesecake. Right. But yeah, just do it.
Well, I tell you what though, what you be you, that? Mate.
And you
and
be
I'll
you.
Be me.
Yeah. So we just go in with a review I've got.
Yeah, but before we do that,
yeah,
I've got an overrated, underrated.
Nice, okay. Right, let's do this.
Right, so do you know the fucking rules? Because every time I've got to go over them for you.
Got the rules.
Right, I'm going to reel off a few.
Yep.
And you're going to fucking...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well... HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You're right, I do that. I go, instead of going, I swear, don't I? I need to stop that. Right, so you're going to fucking... Right, you know the rules.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Ready.
First one. Cowboy films. Not Toy Story, you know, the old cowboy western films.
Oh, yeah. My granny used to watch them continuously. Mm. I don't think I've ever watched one.
Never?
No,
Channel 4 on a Sunday when you were like back at like 4 years old, five years old.
So my granny used to just, even like when it was Christmas, she didn't want to go to anyone's house. She just wanted to sit in and watch westerns.
She had like cowboy boots on.
Just westerns, eating dark Bourneville chocolate.
Oh, smoking, that's fucking horrible, that Bourneville stuff.
Smoking 20-pack draft that were like proper strong cigs.
All right, Matthew.
All right. And then, yeah, just watching cowboy movies, which to be fair, I mean, to say that she didn't exercise loads and she smoked a hell of a lot of like strong six.
She did the 4x4x48, didn't she?
She lived to 80 odd, and she only died because she fell. So yeah, fucking it's just hell. Some people. It's the dark chocolate.
The dark chocolate.
So yeah, I've not really ever watched any westerns, so I can't comment. I'll just say properly rated.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Fancy a date night, me and you, watching westerns?
Yeah, spaghetti western.
Get some fags, get some Bourneville. Yeah. Right, next one. McDonald's milkshakes.
Properly rated.
Really?
Underrated. Underrated. Because, here's a trick that I learned. One time, we were trying to wind these girls up in McDonald's, you know, when you're younger.
Yeah.
And we thought in our heads, the best way to pull girls is to do, like, weird things.
No, it isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I still think it maybe is.
Yeah, definitely is.
So
at that time, you put that whole egg in your ass and fired it at the girl you liked.
And hard-boiled it in that. Yeah, so it was like, I dare you to dip your cheeseburger in your strawberry milkshake and see what they do. And obviously, we find this hilarious, right? Mm. I'm dipping a cheeseburger in there. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It tastes so
mate,
good.
Five Guys is the place for that.
Yeah.
Which brings me on to my next one.
Right.
Five Guys.
Overrated.
Shut the front door!
Overrated.
Really?
Right. Rubbish. No. Absolute rubbish.
Fuck off,
people only get excited because you can eat some, like, monkey nuts on the way to the till.
Are you being generally serious?
Genuinely serious.
Mate.
Right.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just a burger. And the chips are rubbish just because they've kept...
The chips are unreal.
What, because they've kept the skin on them?
Oh, do you know what? We've got to agree to disagree here. So
what do you
going
like
over?
About them?
Well, the chips are well nice. You get the Cajun spice and you get the big burger and you can add as much shit as you want to it.
All right, what would you say was better? Five Guy chips or the chips that Burger King used to do, the really crispy Burger King chips?
I prefer Five Guy chips.
All right, okay, yeah, yeah. All right. So you're going with...
I'm just sticking to my point, to be an arsehole.
No, you should do. You should always stick by a gun. So you're going overrated and mm-hmm. I'm going underrated.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Okay.
When you were... This is a hard one. When you were little,
yeah.
Your mum used to wash your hair. She used to put her hand over your eyebrows.
Where's this one going? Yeah. Yeah.
When your mum...
She used to put your hands over your eyes when you were naked. Yeah.
Oh, what's that? When you used to put your hand over your eyebrows and tip water over it when you're washing your kids' hair.
That's your overrated underrated.
What do you think of that?
That's totally my surprise.
That is underrated.
But like the skill of it.
Just how good it was.
Well, to be honest, I think it
have
is...
Have you not done it to autumn?
Yes, and this is why I'm going to say it's completely underrated, because...
It's a skill.
The angle you need to get your hand at...
you don't just hold... You've got this little wrist thing, haven't
right.
you?
I think... Maybe it's something to do with my wrists.
Chris Packett wrists.
I don't know if they're supposed to go this way, right? Because I've tried doing that thing with over-the-eye thing.
Mate, you can't
right?
do it yourself.
I can't...
Well, you can.
I think it's easier to do it to yourself than it is to do it to someone
else. Looking for someone.
Right, yeah. Because it's the same with, I can't do it, where you put, you know where you brush the crumbs off the side of a work surface and you put your hand under the work surface to catch the crumbs? Can't do it.
Yeah, but yeah, I reckon you do it the wrong way. Do you do that when you swipe it and do that? You're meant to do your fingers like that. Use your nails.
Now, I don't know if this is because I'm dyspraxic, right? Because these things are really hard for dyspraxic people.
You're disgorgeous.
Thanks. Right? But I'm going to demonstrate for you here.
Yeah. Look, guys.
You can't see on Zoom, can you? Let me see. Well, basically...
Yeah.
I can't get the angle to turn, like, if it's coming towards me, right, because I'm stood in front of the counter.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
My thumb gets in the way, right, because if I'm, look, the thumb.
I am.
Can you see
what it? The fuck are you doing?
Can you see it through the camera? You can't get your thumb out the way to brush the crumbs,
no,
which leaves a gap.
Oh, do you know
so
what?
Then I try and do it like...
Right, next time...
Like this, right? And then I can't get it.
Next time you've got crumbs on your side, give me a bell, I'll come round and sort it out for you.
Yes, okay. Completely and utterly underrated. Very difficult skill to do. And no matter what you do, it still goes in their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, then that was I thought it would end on a banger like that. So
nice.
if we could go on to the review, Matthew, that you've got.
I like that. Right. So I watched a film called A Promising Young Woman. Completely did not pirate it. Yeah, it's called A Promising Young Woman. It's got Carey Mulligan in it.
Yeah. Who the fuck's she?
Oh, she's a brilliant actress. Yeah. Really
what's
good.
She in?
She's a really good English actress. She's in.
Right, I want to know what she's in and what's her bust size.
Have you ever seen The Great Gatsby?
Yeah. Oh, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen it.
She's in probably nothing you've ever seen, if I'm honest with you, because I don't know a lot of people that have probably seen these shows. Let's see. I mean, for example, have you ever seen The Northanger Abbey?
What the fuck is that?
She's in a Netflix show called The Dig at the moment. But anyway, she's really good. Really good British actress. She plays Daisy Buchanan in The Gatsby. And she's got an American accent in this.
Right.
Set in America. Again, I'm just going to put a trigger warning here, because we will be speaking about things like date rape and stuff like that, because that's what the film is mainly about. She pretends to be drunk in clubs and bars. And she pulls nice men. These men are the men who are, I'm a nice guy. Mm. And that's the beauty of the film. It's showing that a lot of the people who like rape women go too far when they're too drunk, nice guys. But are they nice guys? And this is the point to be able to take advantage. What they're actually saying is they're pretty normal guys that run in the mill that you would never think of, but they sometimes can't pull the normal way and they take advantage of drunk women. So what she does is she poses in clubs and pretends to be drunk. Once they're home, they're like, oh, let's put you to bed. Let's, you know, sort you out, everything else like that. And then all of a sudden, as they're taking off her knickers and starting to do things, she just sits upright and she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then all of a sudden she just goes, I said, what are you doing? And then the guy's like, and she's like, I thought you, and she's like, yeah, you thought I was drunk. You thought that I was easy to take advantage of. You thought, and all this, like, and you see they're like terrified.
And where does it go from there then? Like, is she filming this or what?
She ticks them off in her book that she's got, and she's basically just teaching them a lesson.
Blackmails.
No, not necessarily always blackmail.
What the fuck is she doing all this for?
She's doing it to sort of teach guys lessons, so hopefully they won't do it to another, you know,
girl. Oh, right,
girl.
Fair enough.
But also it's a revenge plot that you start to see later on in the film. I won't go too deeply into it, but it's bloody brilliant.
Good film.
Her friend gets drunk raped. And ends up, I won't say any other stuff. But it's all a big plot to get revenge on the guy that did it to her.
So there's a big twist.
A huge twist. And
that's the films I like.
God, it's a really good film. It brings up a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
I must admit there's certain points to it where you think this is really... It's a real fine line between having to prove the point that's there. Like, women are not always listened to. Women are told, you know, well, you shouldn't have gone out dressed the way you was, or you shouldn't have done this.
Yeah,
or you
that's
shouldn't...
not fair, though, is it?
No, of course, but that's what they come up against, which is horrible and not right. And
I always get told that by my mum. Like, why have you gone out dressed like that?
Yeah. And the...
No wonder you've been the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah, yeah. But they... And then they'll say, well, she got herself in that state. She was too drunk. She shouldn't have got as drunk as that. You know, all these things. And it's proving the point that it's not... the woman's fault is actually the man's fault, completely the man's fault.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's sort of also, I feel sometimes, it's a very feminist film, I think, as well as just pointing the points out, there is underlying themes of feminism.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I know this isn't going to win me any favours, but sometimes I think, like, the whole film, to prove its points, really got on men, like, really got on men, and made you feel like, I was looking, thinking, God...
It's meant to make you feel like that, though, to be like, we need to really think about our actions.
Definitely, and that's...
As a collective, because the minority are letting it down for us.
100%. But it was, and yeah.
Is that the most, like...
Mate, I think you're completely right in
that. Is that the most, like, cleverest thing I've ever said?
Mate, you always say clever things.
Thanks, mate.
So it's... Like, that's got me thinking about it in a different way there, because at first I was sat there and I was thinking, God, like, this book, is there any need for it? Because, like, she was going through the book, and it was pages and pages and pages of, like, you know, the five things and you put a line through it, four things you put a line through. And I thought, there's hundreds and hundreds of men there that she's done that to. And I thought, come on, like, I know men do that type of stuff, but not every single man who goes out on a night out is they're raping a girl. And it made you feel like you're really against it. But like you say, it has to prove that point and it has to put it out.
Sometimes you've got to go so far to get your point across, haven't you?
Do you know what?
Like the bloke who stood in front of the tank.
Yeah.
Is that a bloke or a woman?
A bloke. But I do wish sometimes I'm quite a feminist myself, right?
Mm.
In certain ways.
Quite feminine, yeah.
Quite feminine. I am quite a feminist in ways that I do believe we should have equal rights.
Yeah.
And there's a woman. God, I can't remember her name. I can't say. I probably can't pronounce it. But she did like a TED talk on feminism, and it really like made me think. Wow, yeah, like that really like opened my eyes to it as from a man's point of view as well.
Yeah.
And the point of it is I just wish sometimes when like especially like women drive for more rights for women and everything else like that. I wish it was more of a collective working together rather than like them against us sort of thing.
Yeah, because that's how it comes across, isn't it? Like,
and it's not equality. That's not equality. That's competing to
exactly,
be better.
Yeah.
And I know it.
So you basically, what you're saying is women shouldn't be able to vote
or read books.
No.
Yeah, I just think that if we could just collectively agree that some men are dicks, right? Some women
because
as well.
There's going to be, like, you know what I mean? You're drunk, attractive woman, and there's, like you say, you don't know what people are going to do in there when they close that bedroom door when they're on their own. And
no, but I mean, like, for what you've changed my mind to the film, like, I get that, and I get why it's been done like that now.
Yeah.
But I mean, as a whole in the world,
we have to
realise that sometimes men are dicks, and there is a patriarchy, and there is people in charge, and a lot of the time it is, like, male driven.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, actually. That it makes it hard for men, right, as well as women, because, for example, just using an example, as a single dad, I know how skewed the court system is to seeing, like, your children, seeing everybody else, and how completely and utterly in favour of the mum it is.
Mm.
Like, I didn't even realise that when you have a baby, even if you're on the birth certificate, you've actually, as a dad, got no right to see your children. You don't have any right to see your children. By law, you don't have any right. But because it's in the best interest of the child, it's always seen as you can see them. But the mum has all the rights to see the man, but a man does not actually have any right
That's
to see their children.
Mental.
By in like the state of the law.
Mm.
But because it's for the benefit of the child. So that's what you have to start. That's your starting block. And then you have to like work towards it. And the reason that is, I think, is because the people who make the decisions at the very, very top are blokes.
Mm.
And, they're Boris, they're everybody else, but they don't want to be like having to see their kids. Like, they don't want to be like.
They don't want to be tied down.
Exactly. They want to be going and going to work, doing their job. And like, if they
come home, the nanny's put the kid to bed.
Exactly.
Only see him on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. They don't necessarily want all the hassle of it. And they're still quite old fashioned and see it as the womb. So they don't want to. But if they wanted to, I think that everything, like the rights that men would have to their children as separated would be so much different. So,
it's fucking mental, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, I've gone on.
Let's go on about your review on that then, because we went a little bit off there.
Sorry, tangent. No, I'll probably
Hey, don't say sorry for being you.
Thanks.
So what are you going to give that out of a 5?
I'm going to give that a solid 4.5.
Fucking hell!
Really
bit of date rate's gone up a bit. Love
really
it.
Really good film.
Well, Matt, it's been another great episode from the both of us, if I don't kiss my own ass.
Yeah.
Can I just say, it's been great to see you on the Zoom again. Look forward to doing it in person soon so we can get some more gold dust coming out for everyone.
Yes.
Well, I've been Ben.
And I've been Matt.
And I've been Ben. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.